My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
So, Gator, yesterday you said something, or actually you put on your show sheet.
Hey.
Gotta be careful there.
Yeah, you do have to be careful.
It's close. You put something on your show sheet that I found interesting. You said...
Finally.
After... Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, Doug,
fired on the moon!
Fired a shot at Gator there.
There we go.
Finally, yeah.
After all these years...
It was this one thing.
All the feels right here, man.
You wrote... After watching a couple of practices, this guy should be just fine. Who is the player that you, after watching a couple of practices, think
I want you to read it the way that I wrote it.
After watching a couple of practices, this guy should be just fine.
Thank you.
He went all caps with this.
I did.
Yeah. And who might that be?
I think Marcus Davenport's going to be just fine.
Really?
Yeah. He is giant.
You know, it's funny. It really does make a difference seeing practice, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, and we can both talk about the Enrique hype a little bit here.
Yeah.
It's kind of warranted.
Yeah,
he looks good.
He looks good.
Looks good. He looks giant.
Yeah.
You know, we're in Aiden Hutchinson's as big. He's the big guy too, right? He's 6'7".
Yep.
But he doesn't have the mass that these guys have.
But
Aiden Hutchinson is the best of the bunch. He's going to be a problem this year. He's been a problem already in the first 2 years in the league. I think he's going to take a giant leap forward this year to be just a quarterback terrorist.
So here's another thing. Again, being a practice, we saw it once with our own eyes. Did you see Burchie's tweet from practice yesterday about Hendon Hooker?
I did not.
He tweets out, Hendon Hooker put 3 more footballs on the ground today during a scrimmage, 2 on botched snaps. His ups and downs continue to be extreme. Another chance Saturday to iron them out. I mean, we mentioned this yesterday on the show, and it's because when someone that you really believe in, Dan Campbell, comes out and says something that you're like, eyes are seeing something different, but he says that Nate Sudfeld has the leg up on the backup quarterback position. And yet when we watch the games, like, really, does he really have the leg up on the backup quarterback position? However, Hendon Hooker put the football on the ground 3 times yesterday in scrimmages. We saw it once where he ran in the fullback. It might've been the fullback's fault. Could have been.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for reasons why they wouldn't be ready to give the backup job to Hendon Hooker, that might explain it.
Well, and again, this is his first training camp. Mm-hmm. He hasn't taken snaps until now.
Yep.
Like, literally, it's all of this training camp and a little bit of a mini camp. That's it.
Yep.
So there's going to be a little bit of an adjustment period for him to get all this stuff down. Now,
and we're not MFing him. We're looking for an explanation why something that seems nonsensical to the rest of us, why it still might be the case.
Now, when the regular season starts, you don't have to proclaim who the number 2 guy is until you need a number 2 guy, and you'll know who you know, the coaching staff will know. But when regular season starts, the number of reps that you get as a backup quarterback dwindles significantly, as they should. And one way to get a bunch of snaps and get comfortable with taking a snap from center or taking the shotgun snap is to run the scout team.
Yep.
And whether you're number two or number three quarterback, who cares? Get the reps any way that you can get them. Be impressive either way. I'm not worried about Hendon Hooker. I think he's got the talent, and he'll eventually be the backup to Jared Goff. But I, hopefully, knock on wood, you don't have to worry about it anyway. It's just Goff's going to play regardless.
248-539-9797. All right, so we tweeted out this question today. And it's just kind of interesting because, you know, nobody's perfect. Gator, I will say with a great degree of certainty when it comes to us, you are not perfect. I am not perfect.
This is true.
Yeah.
You're not perfect.
As much as we try, we're not perfect. And neither is Dan Campbell, neither is Brad Holmes, neither is all of our favorites. But that doesn't mean they don't get it right most of the time. When you get it right most of the time, the product looks like 12-5 and in the NFC title game, right? But today we asked you to finish this sentence on Twitter. I love Lions GM Brad Holmes. He's great, but I wish he would ... I love Lions GM Brad Holmes. He's great, but I wish he would. I'm going to read some of the responses we got here. And, this is sort of constructive, right? We're not shredding Brad Holmes. Nathaniel says, I wish he would make in-season trades. Well, he made one last year for Donovan Peoples-Jones. And not a huge one. And it might be completely inconsequential when it's all said and done. Havoc says, I wish he would have traded for Chase Young last year. We would have been in the Super Bowl. I think that's a bit of a reach. Do you think they would have been in the Super Bowl?
Nope. That wasn't the problem. Last I checked, it wasn't a defensive end that dropped the ball on fourth down or a defensive end that had the ball bounce off his helmet into the waiting hands of a receiver. It wasn't a defensive end that botched an exchange between the quarterback and the running back. No, that's not what prevented them from getting there. In fact, that defensive end played against them.
Yeah.
And did you notice him?
Well, and here's the other thing. Like the Niners, I mean, I guess they have cap space, but they let him walk at the end of the year. They didn't re-sign him. Now, they have cap issues, as are obvious by Brandon Ayuk. Would that have something to do with it? But they didn't seem to think it was a absolute necessity to bring him back. What else do we have here? Love Brad Holmes, but I wish he would have. Josh says, get a legit wide receiver three. That's an interesting one. Because basically they lost Josh Reynolds and said, we're gonna fill that spot with essentially what we have. Right? I mean, there was no significant effort to replace Josh Reynolds with anybody outside the organization. I mean, they made some undrafted free agent signings. They got some sort of journeyman guys, and maybe they will be just fine. Maybe the trio of St. Brown, Williams, and Khalif Raymond with an emerging Isaiah Williams or a resuscitated Donovan Peoples-Jones will be just fine.
Look, the next couple weeks.
But I hear where Josh is coming from.
Yeah, and I think if you're looking for a wide receiver, the next couple weeks are really key to see who gets waived.
Yeah.
Because that way you don't have to trade for it and give them an asset.
Yep.
Now, you want to hang on to the cap space and wait till the trade deadline. Okay, I'm fine with that too. But understand, it's the quote-unquote trade deadline. You have to give up something to get something, and that could be a little tough. However, because this team is positioned the way they are positioned, at some point, you feel like Brad Holmes is going to say F them picks.
Probably.
And make a strong move to get a superstar player.
You know what's crazy about this entire thing is we keep talking about who the Lions are going to cut. I would imagine that the Lions are looking, and if you're Brad Holmes, you're looking at a shopping day. I'm not going to shoot the boot guarantee this. I will say it. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
But I will predict that the Lions will pick a wide receiver off waivers on cut day.
Are you going to shoot the boot?
Got it, Doug. Shoot the boot. Got it.
I'm not shooting the boot.
I understand what he's saying.
Yeah. Not shooting the boot. You're allowed to make predictions that are short of shoot the boot guarantees on this show.
Newsflash.
248-539-9797. I love Brad Holmes, but I wish he would. Yaden writes in, just keep doing what he's doing at Holmes We Trust. Gonzo, man, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. It's really pretty good right now. From Greg, or I'm sorry, Dog Stole Greg on Twitter. Answer my emails that I sent to b_homie@lines.gov. From Glacinus, take over for Scott Harris this upcoming season. I'm pulling the plug on Scott Harris already, huh?
Not doing that.
From Dave, I wish Brad Holmes would have not drafted Hendon Hooker. The only thing other than making a run at Chase Young last year that I've disagreed with. From Lucas, made a bigger splash for wide receiver 3. I love DPJ, but I'm talking Tyler Boyd.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Wait, specifically. From Silly Dog on Twitter, get us another dominant pass rusher opposite Hutch. Well, if you're talking dominant, those are hard to find.
That's an FM picks type move.
But you feel good about better about Marcus Davenport.
I do. I think one of Marcus Davenport's problems is staying healthy. But I think you look at that other side and. It was interesting to watch to see who lines up another. That was one of the things I was looking for, to see who was getting reps out there. And
yep.
Davenport was the main guy. But Onyeka had some reps on the outside. And they also had some James Houston, some other players too. And you're flipping Aiden Hutchinson all over the field to make plays. I think they're going to be okay there. I think a combination of Davenport and Houston and whatever other guy they're going to throw in there. Although I'm a little concerned now that maybe Houston doesn't make the team.
Yeah.
We'll see how that shakes out, but he is practicing and that's big. It's a massive game, I think, for James Houston on Saturday.
248-539-9797. Are you going to eat that at 12:30? 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.